Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Tom Fairbanks, did Jeff call in yesterday after we did the Silver City read? I think his name was Jeff, wasn't it? He and his wife had enjoyed a visit over there. Remember that? You posted that for me, and we were already into the final segment. Right. I believe it was Jeff, and Jeff said he and his wife
had been over there and they really enjoyed it.
They had heard us talking, and we send so many of our listeners to Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Just a three-hour drive. Good starting place for your trip over there when you're ready to go. A lot of people are. They want to get going, hit the road. It's southwestnewmexico.org for places to stay and things to do. Let's welcome now on the live line attorney Don Luce of the Luce Law Group with offices in Tucson and Phoenix. Mr. Luce is the Buckmaster Show legal contributor, author of two very popular books, Arizona Laws 101, A Handbook for Non-Lawyers and Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know, both books in their second printing. Don, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Doing real well. I want to talk about these astounding numbers for the Arizona, the verdicts that were rendered, civil verdicts in 2019. But before we do that, just a quick note. We're starting to see some legal pushback, aren't we, to some of the governor's orders?
We are. In fact, I think most of your listeners are probably aware there is a lawsuit against the governor brought by a Phoenix gym owner who contends that the shutdown order is unconstitutional. I don't know where that's going to go, and I don't know how that will play out. But the last I heard, the gym owner had refused to close the gym and was actually cited by Scottsdale PD for violating the executive order that Governor Ducey issued a couple of days ago. Interesting times in which we live. And I think owners of businesses who refuse to comply with the executive order put themselves in a particularly legalist, perilous situation because an executive order is the law.
It is, and it's something, though, that will be talked about in law school, I'm sure, Don Luce, for generations to come, isn't it?
Well, we live in unprecedented times, and I know that word unprecedented has been used hundreds of times in the last several months. But truly, in my entire life, I have never lived through a period where there have been two shutdowns essentially back-to-back spanning a total of approximately 3 months. That's very unusual.
And, of course, that shutdown, that curfew, unprecedented statewide curfew that had never been issued in Arizona's history.
Exactly. Good point.
About the Arizona civil verdicts, what do we have here? What was the total number? I'm looking at this. $156 million in verdicts in 2019. One of those verdicts was absolutely huge, Don Luce.
Well, that was the largest at $58 million. That was in Maricopa County. The facts of this case are really, really interesting. And because the verdicts have been publicly reported, I'm going to take liberty and use the names of the parties. A company by the name of Biological Resource Center held itself out as a body donation center committed to scientific and medical research. And several families allowed a biological resource to collect their loved ones' remains, believing that the bodies would be used to advance science and medicine. After an FBI investigation and a raid on the facilities, the families learned that their loved ones had in fact been mutilated after death and sold piecemeal for a variety of non-medical and non-scientific purposes.
Oh my goodness.
It's terrible. It's terrible. There was a 4-week jury trial, and the jury found in favor of 10 of the 21 family members and awarded $8 million in compensatory damages. Now, compensatory damages are those damages that are intended and designed to compensate the victims for their loss. So $8 million in compensatory and $50 million in punitive. Now, punitive damages are designed to punish the wrongdoer and to ensure that others might take notice that this type of behavior and activity is frowned upon in society. And if you engage in it, you too may be punished with punitive damages. So the total verdict was 58 million. That's the number one largest verdict in Arizona in 2019. Pima County had three of the top 10, however, which I find pretty interesting because by size, we're only about one fifth the size of Maricopa. The largest in Pima County was a lawsuit brought against the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel. This was a tragic case. A Chinese tourist drowned in the pool at the hotel in 2017. The plaintiff contended that the decedent was attending a convention and stepped into the shallow end of the hotel pool and unknowingly drifted to the deeper end where she drowned. The estate alleged that the hotel's pool was poorly lit, lacked a divider rope between the shallow and deep ends, and had an unreasonably steep slope, which would be a design defect. The jury awarded the estate $5.5 million in damages. So that was the largest award in Pima County. But there were two others. The tied for sixth, and there were three. Interestingly, last year, of the top 10 largest verdicts in Arizona, three of them were for $5 million to the penny. So there were three verdicts that were tied for sixth, and one of them was a Pima County case. Again, very, very sad facts. The decedent, it was a wrongful death case. The decedent was a 20-year-old student who went to Sierra Tucson for treatment for substance addiction and obsessive compulsive disorder. His treatment required a 24/7 bedside nurse who fell asleep while supervising him. 4 days after checking in, he was found unresponsive and he subsequently died. His mother brought this wrongful death action, alleging that the nursing staff and the patient care assistants fell below the standard of care. And the jury awarded the estate $5 million in compensatory damages.
That's interesting. So you said that the three cases were right around the same amount of money. We're quickly running out of time. Have these numbers been going up over the years, Don Luce, these awards?
Well, they have. The top verdicts for last year were higher than for the last couple of years before that. The lowest verdict on last year's top 10 list would have been the sixth largest in 2016 and the fourth highest in 2017. So, yes, the numbers are increasing. But as you saw, the two cases that we discussed in Pima County both involved people dying, and that's within the personal injury wrongful death category. The average plaintiff's personal injury verdict statewide was about $800,000. But here's what I find interesting. The median plaintiff's personal injury verdict was only $53,000. So what that tells me is you have some very, very large verdicts, and then you have some that are very close to the median of $50,000. The trend is nationally for increased verdict amounts. And just real quickly, nationally, the largest verdict in 2019 was $8 billion, is a punitive. Makes our 58 million seem a little puny by comparison. But that was the $8 million punitive damage award was against Johnson & Johnson in a Pennsylvania case involving
that.
The wrongful marketing of an antipsychotic drug to teens.
So all right,
we have billion-dollar verdicts nationally. No billion-dollar verdict in Arizona in 2019.
Not yet, anyway. Don Luce, thank you very much. Your two books, Arizona Laws 101, A Handbook for Non-Lawyers, and Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know, both in their second printing and both widely available on Amazon and other sites as well. Don, thank you very much. Stay safe.